Afghanistan. And the prosecution of this ought not to rest just on this soldier's shoulders. It should go right down the chain of command. How do you walk off a base in the middle of the night, walk a half a mile or three quarters of a mile into a village armed and ready to kill without anyone noticing, without anyone, you know, triggering an alert? How does that happen?
And what about warning signs on many levels?
In this New York Times report on the front page this morning, Mika, one American official says it'll be a combination when it all comes out of stress, alcohol, and domestic issues. Mm-hmm. He just snapped. And we were talking about this. I just have to say,
yeah,
to bring in the marital problems,
yeah,
to put any of this on his wife,
yeah,
who is now a widow with a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, and to draw a straight line between a marital problem and the death of 16 civilians strikes me as pretty gross.
Well, actually, one of the stories I read said he, in fact, had a good marriage, and maybe it was the strain of separation from her being in Seattle or whatever.
His attorney said that that's nonsense, the marital problems, but we've heard whispers of that. I just think putting any of this on his wife and their marriage is pretty absurd.